At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Hornets Hivecast, presented by Charlotte Eye, Ear, Nose, and Throat Associates, the official eye, ear, nose, and throat care provider of the Charlotte Hornets. Here's your host, Sam Farber.
Welcome to another edition of the Hornets Hivecast, your Hornets podcast with all the notes, quotes, and daily buzz around your favorite NBA team. I'm Sam Farber, and it is a pleasure and a privilege to have you with us here once again on the Hornets Hivecast, brought to you by Senta, Charlotte Eye, Ear, Nose, and Throat Associates, the official eye, ear, nose, and throat care provider of the Charlotte Hornets. Off day for Buzz City, but never an off day here on the Hornets Hivecast. We've got a very special interview with one of the prominent stars for the Charlotte Hornets, Terry Rozier, sitting down with us today. He'll talk about the injury plague season that the Hornets have wandered their way through so far this campaign. We'll also talk about his outlook on the future and some of the intricacies about this time of year for him in particular. It is, of course, NCAA tournament time, and it was Terry Rozier's birthday when we recorded this. We didn't make him work throughout the weekend. We did this ahead of time, spoiler alert, but we recorded on Friday on his birthday. Happy 29th birthday to Terry Rozier. Without further ado, let's welcome Terry Rozier here to the Hornets Hivecast. Terry, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Terry, first off, how would you describe this season overall here for the Hornets?
You know, it's kind of tough. Obviously, you know, it's no secret. We've been dealing with a lot of injuries and stuff like that, having that next man up mentality. Got a lot of young guys. But one thing for sure is just, you know, we got a lot of great guys in that locker room who never give up. And, you know, it's always wanting to play hard every single night. You know, at the position we're in right now, a lot of guys can, you know, roll over and quit. But, you know, we still going out there giving our all. So it's just definitely a testament to what we're trying to do in the future.
In terms of judging your own progress, the team's progress, your teammates' individual progress, are you able to separate the injuries and take account where you're getting better, where you're building on things for the future, or is it too tied together this season with the injuries and maybe hindering certain aspects of this team moving forward?
You know, obviously, it's been tough dealing with what we've been dealing with, but never get too high, never get too low. You know, we got great guys in that locker room. So, obviously, it's been our season this year, but we don't want that to affect us now and the things that we got coming this summer, you know, how excited we're going to be for next year and stuff like that. So, you know, just staying level-headed and, you know, we stand as one and everything will work out.
That bond is still there, that joy to be in the locker room and to play. How does that happen? Because a lot of teams, their chemistry, that buzzword, chemistry in the locker room, that's dictated by wins and losses. Teams that win a lot have good chemistry, teams that don't have bad. This team has struggled in the wins column, but not with chemistry.
Yeah, you know, just having a great locker room full of guys who, you know, great characters, you know, holding each other accountable, want to get better every day. So that's the most important thing. And, you know, we got a lot of funny guys on the team. So we just, you know, we have fun. That's the most important thing. That's the message, is going out there and have fun first. You can't forget about the fun. You know, of course, it's competitive and, you know, it's a lot to it, but you got to have fun.
even with the injuries, the unexpected losses, there have been a lot of accomplishments, particularly for you individually. I wrote a bunch of them down because I don't want to miss any of them here, but you're now top 10 in franchise history in scoring. You've got a chance to get there in assists as well come the end of this season. You could crack the NBA's all-time top 100 list in career threes. Do any of those numbers, possible accomplishments, do any of those stand out to you or mean more to you?
You know, definitely just the franchise things. Obviously, you know, I've been here for 4 years. And it's always good when you can crack the top 10 in a franchise or, you know, just be remembered for something. And obviously, it was traded for Kemba, and Kemba was, you know, probably leading scorer here in this franchise. So, you know, it just means a lot, man, that, you know, my teammates and these fans and these people believe in me. And most importantly, I believe in myself.
Terry Rozier, our guest today here on the Hornets Hivecast. Terry, there were a couple of reasons we wanted to talk to you here in this longer form podcast setting. One of them, first and foremost, it's your birthday. Happy birthday. 29 today.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it. Appreciate it. St. Patty's Day.
What's it like celebrating your birthday and St. Patrick's Day in the NBA?
It's dope. It's dope. You know, just even before the NBA, just being on St. Patrick's Day, going downtown, having some fun on a day like this. And then, you know, fast forward into now, I get to play on my birthday. You know, that's a blessing. So, you know, I don't take none of it for granted.
You've made it a point throughout your career to give back. Your signature event here with the Hornets, Mary Terry Christmas, very involved with that and with the community, obviously. And you've been involved throughout the season, throughout the year. What does it mean at this point in your career with what you've accomplished to be able to give back like that?
You know, it's important. I just remember the times when I was young and a lot of camps, you know, the only recognition you can get was going to camps and meeting guys that you never thought you would meet and stuff like that. So I never forget things like that. And I want to be a blessing to the youth and the younger guys and maybe give them something that they'll never forget. You know, my foundation, it provides that. And, you know, just like I said, it's mainly for the youth. Just want to be there for the youth. And any way I can help, I will.
As I mentioned, it's not new for you. You've been doing this for a long time, but being a more prominent player on a team comes with a little more gravitas. It comes with a little more cachet when you go out and do these kinds of events.
Yeah, no, for sure, for sure. And, you know, I'm not blind to it. I'm definitely willing to do more. My mom is in charge of my foundation, so she always hit me with ideas. She really care about the youth, too. So, you know, it's just a strong team, and we're just having a lot of fun with it.
It's a wonderful thing you've done and had a great impact on a lot of communities, but this one here in Charlotte in particular. Also, we wanted to talk to you this time of year because it's NCAA tournament time, and there's a lot of players on the team who had great runs in the NCAA, you in particular, as a member of the Louisville Cardinal. What does it mean to you, tournament time, this time of year? What's it like as an NBA player taking in the tournament?
You just never forget it, man. You know, you hear about it before you get to college. You actually experience it, and it's nothing like it, you know, around this time of the year. So good luck to all the college guys. You know, enjoy it because you won't get it back, and, you know, have some fun, man.
There's a lot of importance with every game in the regular season in college, but there's all that added attention on the tournament. How important was it for your career as a springboard? Obviously, you put everything out there on tape and in workouts. People knew how good a player you were, but to see you on that kind of stage and maybe for the first time in front of that many eyeballs, what did it mean to your career?
I know it wasn't no looking back. You know, when them lights is on, it's time to perform, and I knew at a time like that in my life that I had to give it all I got, and I just wanted to go out there and get my best for my teammates. You know, I'm just blessed to do what I love and to make it that far.
How does a tournament game compare to an NBA regular season game, play-in game, playoff game? Where's the comparison?
You know, just the competitiveness, obviously. But, you know, in the playoffs in the NBA, it's a seven-game series, so you really get to lock in on that team. You know everything that they're doing, all their best qualities and stuff like that. Versus college, it's like win or go home, and you relying on your best players and your most talented players. So it's a little different, but at the same time, it's all competitive and it's all basketball.
I've heard a general consensus in the last 2 years, so I'm assuming you're going to verify this for me, but who in the locker room talks the most when it comes tournament time about their team, for better or worse? Maybe they should, maybe they shouldn't be, but who's the most braggadocious about their alma mater?
I'd probably say PJ. PJ, Nick, they went to the same school. And you got to hear Rook talk a little bit, Mark talk a little bit about his Dookies. But, yeah, you know, obviously when they team play another teammate's team, then obviously it's a lot of trash talk in the locker room. You know, we got bets and stuff like that. But tournament time, I would say probably PJ do the most talking.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. LifeLock monitors and alerts you to identity threats you may miss on your own, even if you're careful with your personal information. And if you do become the victim of tax-related identity fraud, LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists ready to help solve identity theft issues on your behalf. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Why wait for your tax refund in vain? Help protect your information immediately with LifeLock. Go to LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 25% your first year. That's 25% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Identity theft protection starts here.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Terry Rozier, our guest today here on the Hornets Hivecast. Terry, final 10 games or so here of the season. What do you want to accomplish with this final run?
I'm locked in. And, you know, I want to show that I'm locked in for the guys. It don't matter if we're not making the playoffs or not. These games are important because it's going to be a long summer. So you don't want to leave nothing out there. And, you know, I just want to go out there and have fun, too. That's the most important thing. But I'm going to make sure, I keep showing that, whether I'm talking about it or by example for the guys.
And that example is important because, as we talked about before, there's a lot of teams, if they're eliminated or close to it this time of year, they're done. They're checked out. They're not playing at the same level. But your level of compete, not just you, Kelly Oubre, Dennis Smith Jr., the other veterans who came into this season, probably as some of the better players on the team, continue to be the best players on the team. So how important is that example and that tone setting for the entire organization here?
It's super important. We got a lot of young guys, and it's just, you know, part of being professional. We know that they're always looking at us, so. You know, it's important.
Did anyone do that early for you in your career? Kind of set that tone and show you the way? Like, this is the level that needs to come every single night in the NBA.
Yeah, I mean, when I first got to Boston, it was kind of like we playoff team. So you got to either give it to program or you get lost. And, you know, I kind of understood what was at stake. And, you know, I jumped on board.
As you mentioned, a big summer ahead, a big season hopefully ahead for the Hornets with better luck on the injury front. What do you think is possible, having gone through this experience of an injury-riddled season, looking ahead towards the future here for this franchise?
You know, obviously, finish this season up with everybody trying to get back right and be healthy with the guys that we got now, and then obviously take it day by day over the summer. Obviously, we got the draft coming up. We're obviously probably going to make moves and stuff like that. So, you know, you let the guys upstairs do what they do best, and being a professional player, you stay where your feet is at, and you just have a lot of fun. And that's what I'm going to do this summer, obviously get better, have fun. But I'm excited to see what the future holds for this team, and I know it's going to be super exciting for everybody.
We're excited to see the remainder of this season and the future for you. Congrats on a lot of accomplishments this season and many more to come. And happy birthday again. Thanks for spending some of it here with us on the Hornets Hivecast.
Appreciate y'all, man. Thank you.
That's going to do it for this edition of the Hornets Hivecast. Thanks to Terry Rozier again for joining us on his birthday. Happy 29th to Scary Terry Rozier. Thanks as well to Rob Longo, our producer, for putting this podcast together. Most of all, thanks to all of you for tuning in. Tomorrow, we will have another edition of the HHC as the Hornets prepare to play the Indiana Pacers. We'll have our game preview up for that one tomorrow. Till then, for everyone here, I'm Sam Farber saying it's been a pleasure and a privilege having you with us, and we'll talk to you next time right here on the Hornets Hivecast.
Thank you for listening to the Hornets Hivecast, brought to you by Senta, the official eye, ear, nose, and throat care provider of the Charlotte Hornets. For more coverage, visit Hornets.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.